This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It has been a big week. Oh man, it's been a big week. Just all kinds of things. You know, we're going on vacation next week, so obviously we had a lot of things to put in place and get ready and set up. But at the same time, I was trying to get the book finished up. As far as work goes, that's all doing fine. We had a little excitement last night. Through the week, it's been fine. We've just been having meetings, working on different things. We figured out some new things that have to be done, yada, yada, yada. So it was pretty standard work, you know, just work. And that all went fine. Last night, we did our recurring credit cards, the big load. We call it the pig and the python. Moving through the python, the big load was last night. And, you know, SQL Server. Things that were coded in SQL Server that worked just fine 10 years ago with the new version. Some things get a little more deprecated. They change how things are interpreted a little bit. And then when you hit certain cardinalities, certain row counts, or numbers of rows that you are affecting, then SQL Server makes a decision that's a bad decision. So last night was recurring. On a normal night, we'll put through about 100 batches. Last night, we put through 979 batches. And we were all kind of crossing our fingers going, we are sure if this works. Because we've been talking for some time about, should we break this up? And I've been saying yes. And there are some other philosophical / political reasons they don't want to break it up, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's fine. Well, last night, SQL Server took kind of a wild hair. And on a little statement that last time we ran recurring for almost the same number of records, took all of about 14 seconds to run, 10 seconds, 14 seconds, somewhere in there. Last night, after 4 hours, it was still grinding. Okay, so when that happens, we just have to go in and figure out what's going on. Maybe it wasn't 4 hours. It was close. Maybe 3 hours. It was still grinding. I don't know. 2 hours. Whatever. So it's obviously, it had decided to try to run that statement in a way that did not utilize indexes. So because of that, we have a lot of records in those tables. And when it decides it's going to try to do a table scan, it is not good.
Sure.
So what that means is my buddy and I, Brad, we were, after I had, you know, we both put in a work day of work, then I'd gotten home, happened to be Wednesday night, which is fast day, happened to be the choir concert, which I ran sound for. So I went straight from work to the church, did a little bit of stuff for the book, ran sound for the choir concert, got home around 8:15, was planning on doing my finances for the week, got a call from my buddy at 8:30, threw some clothes back on, got back in the car, I was back at work, 9 o'clock-ish in the evening. We knew what statement it was. We went in, we dinked with it a little bit, rewrote the statement, did some testing, making sure we weren't going to accidentally change something that didn't need to be changed. And then we had them start, we had to walk out that particular segment, finish it up manually. Then we had to turn around and restart. And on the night of recurring, we push enough stuff through that nightly automated process takes about 3 hours. So I already had known that, you know, three and a half hours, I already knew that since we get started about 7:15, that I was going to have to be up till 11. So I knew it was going to be a late night for me anyways. We didn't get the recurring restarted until sometimes around 11. So that meant we were going to be hanging around there till about 2:30. Well, then, turns out something called CheckDB started running on the database and started hogging power away from us. And so stuff that would normally take 14 seconds to run was scaling out 10 times, 12 times longer than that. So that was pretty exciting. We weren't really sure what was going to happen at that point, but we were in the chute at that point. So, you know, we called our database administrator and she looked some things up, and our supervisor tried to call some of the networks guys to see if they could figure out what was going on. Eventually, the database administrator figured out that, in fact, there was another process that was running. It's called CheckDB. She wasn't really sure why it was running, but it had started up running, and yeah, so by the time that was all done, and we put together 28,000 pages of receipts last night, my buddy and I actually got out of there at about 4 in the morning. I got home about 4:30. I still hadn't written all the bills out, so I went down to my office downstairs and did all the finances that were supposed to get done earlier. Finally got to bed about 5:30 a.m. And I slept pretty hard until about 10:45. Then got up and started puttering around because I had a meeting at 2. I wanted to get some exercising done. So I got that done, then got the meeting done, talked about aftermath of what we had done, and then since we're going on vacation next week, well, tomorrow, ran over to Dad's, did his grocery shopping. Now I'm heading home. So that was the work portion of it. So that was pretty exciting, but, you know, hey, we got it done. At the same time, had this choir concert for church, so that knocked out Tuesday night and Wednesday, portions of Wednesday night. Meanwhile, in all of this, trying to get the book done. And I did get it done. So I was reading like crazy last week, running, editing, reading, editing, trying to decide how much more editing I was going to do. Finally, Friday, I finished up the reading and I started. Now, I finished up the reading on Friday. So then Friday afternoon, Friday evening, I went ahead and laid out the book because I have to lay it out so that I know how wide it is, how thick the book is, so that I know what the spine dimensions are, so that when I build the cover, I've got spine dimensions. So then Saturday morning, got on it, started working on the cover, got into it for about an hour, realized that, yeah, you know what, this idea that you had for this cover, this is not going to work. Then I went into one of those modes where you go, but it might work, but it might work, but it might work. So, then I finally decided after 4 hours, it was not going to work. You just need to start over. So I went out, went for a little walk, kind of cleared my brain, came back in, thought, okay, here we go, let's just start from scratch. So I have this folder, a collection it's called, on Shutterstock.com. Where anytime I see any kind of a quirky, interesting picture, I just throw it in there. And so I just started looking through those. Found one of a castle that I kind of liked, went and researched around, finally found one that, yeah, that I would like, and found this piece, found that piece, started slapping stuff together. Got it all slapped together pretty much by Saturday evening. And then by Sunday, I was ready to take pictures of the kids, but it was raining outside, so couldn't do that. So then I thought, you know, you never have done a final read-through. Maybe you should try that. Maybe this, you know, this is bad. But I read through about the first 80 pages of it, and I thought, you know, this is fine. There's stuff to fix, but it's fine. So I went ahead and just did that Sunday, and then went to work Monday, came home Monday night, took pictures of the kiddos, got some of the stuff done Monday night. I was up to like 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday night, which is, well, Tuesday morning, which is late for me. Got a good portion of the cover roughed in, with the kiddos on it. The grandkids is the kiddos. Then had choir rehearsal Tuesday night that I left there knowing I had about 3 hours worth of work left. Got home, turns out I had about 4 hours worth of work left. So that put me in bed at 1 o'clock again on Tuesday night. And then of course Wednesday night rolled around. And I was hoping to get a good night's sleep, already knowing I was probably going to be 11 before I was going to get to bed. But then, of course, I got the call at 8:30. So I'm a little bit toasted at this point. I was going to put together some notes. But, you know, I just, at 5:30 this morning, when I was thinking about trying to put together some notes, my brain just wouldn't work. And I decided I'm just gonna ramble. What was interesting, there were a couple of interesting things that came out of this whole experience, which, by the way, the files I upload got approved, and then I realized early this morning that there was actually, early yesterday morning, there was actually a change I wanted to make to the cover, and so I made that change, and that worked out better, and uploaded the files, and the files were approved there. I have ordered the 40 beta books. I think I only have about 8 slots left, so we're close to getting the signups done for that. Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting book to see how people react, because this book is heavily about gender relationships and rituals of reproduction. So, I mean, it's like one character says in the book, let's talk about sex. So, this is going to be interesting to see how people react to this book. Anyway, so it's been a very interesting week. We are on track, though. The books are ordered. I just have 8 more to go. Beta readers, and then I'm good there. My dad's taken care of. His grocery shopping's done. All is well. All is well. Thank God. There was an interesting thing that happened last night. And then an interesting thing that happened this morning. Last night, after we got restarted, you know, we were like, hey, okay, let's see how this runs. And we had that slowdown on that one routine. We took care of that. And then we restarted, and something was going on. Because even after we fixed that, and it blew right through it, it just went poof, and we thought, okay, now we're going to get back up to speed. That was step 0. Step 1, went right through, no problem. Step 2 has multiple sub-steps in it. We started moving through those sub-steps, and we were, on some of them, we were running 10 to 12 times behind on speed. And my buddy and I, Brad, were looking at each other, thinking, yo, this is not going to be good, because if this thing takes us, you know, normally 3.5 hours, and we're looking at 10 to 12 times, this is going to be days before we get this finished. And while we were waiting, we talked, you know, and we all decided there's really not much to do here but wait. We just have to wait it out. And so I was actually watching and getting my mail. One moment. Okay, I have no idea who that is from, but it's addressed to me, so it's probably good. Yay. And this one is addressed to my beloved. You know, while we're waiting for all this stuff to finish up, I was, you know, Brad was thinking, what's the possibilities here? What's going on? And you know, I was just saying, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. And, you know, there's nothing really else we could do. And as I was walking back to my office to check on some things, a thought came to me, you know, really, you should tell Brad there's no guarantee that this is going to continue to do what it's doing. And hopefully, you know, we'll be okay. But we won't know until we get through it. And, you know, there's some things in life that you can do something about. There are steps that you can take. But there are other things in life where there's really not much you can do except just hold on. And I have a chapter in Still Whispers that that sometimes when you're on the ride, there's really nothing else to do but do the same thing that you do when you're on a ride at Disney. You just gotta trust that the maker of the ride has things under control and that it's gonna be fine. And if you've done all you can do and you're just in a waiting game, basically all you can do at that point is throw your hands in the air and scream like a girl. So, you know, we just waited. And sure enough, when we got through that one section that we were so concerned about, then things started accelerating. That check DB got done and some things got indexed and we were off to the races. And we ended up finishing a little bit later, but not too much later. You know, we got finished too much. And we basically were ready to go home at 4 o'clock, and everything had been exported. And, you know, the building in general had no idea that there was a problem because we got it all taken care of before anything was needed. You know, God is good. And so we were just rejoicing. And then when we pulled up the balancing report and everything balanced, that was even better. It's like, booyah, everything balanced. The other interesting thing that happened through all of this was I had ordered, I think I've talked about skinny jeans. I had ordered some skinny jeans. I wanted some black ones. I didn't have any black ones yet, so I have a collection of skinny jeans now. So I, just as I was just dinking along this morning at, you know, 5 o'clock-ish, just trying to power through and trying to, this thought came to me, you know, you should just check. You should just look on the internet. You should just check. And I'm like, okay. So I got a blurry-eyed going over, checking, and I type in Levi's 519 black. Well, the first links that come up is to the Levi's site. And so I click on it. And I'm looking at this page. And this page is for a color. It was called Pit. And they were black. They were black Levi's. 219s. I'm tired. What's interesting is I'm looking at the sizes that they have. The only size they have is 3330. It's the only size they have. Now, in skinny jeans, I take a 3430. Normal jeans, I take a 3234. Dad jeans, I take a 3234. But skinny jeans sit a little lower on the hips, so I need a 34, and then I'm going to roll up the legs anyway, so I just get it in a 30. And I'm looking at this 30. I know I can get into a 3330, and I'm like, Oh, they got one pair of black. And then I look over at the price, and instead of being $80, they're $25. I'm like, whoa. Does that really say 25? I'm sitting here trying to figure out, does it say 25? And then as I'm looking around on the page, you know, slogging through, trying to get my neurons to work, I look up and there's this thing that says, friend 30. What? It's a coupon. And it says, friend 30. Use this coupon. Get 30% off and free shipping. What? I can't. I'm like, I wonder what conditions apply. Who cares? Just try it, Phil. But, you know, by this time, I'm just blitzed. So I click on the link, and I'm reading through it. No, there's no conditions. Oh. So finally, I decide, well, maybe I will do this. And so then I get back to the original page, and I put them on there, and I try to add it to my cart. And it comes up, and it says, we're sorry. We just sold the last one of these. Oh! So who knows? I'm still on a quest for black skinny jeans, Levi's. No, it's 519, not 510, it's 519. I'm tired. Anyway, so it has been an eventful week. But it's all been good. Jesus has been kind. All is well. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.